The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Some 70 miles upriver in the jungles above Singapore, Jim Bradley with his companion Shanghai Lil and the faithful Kolo has been hunting tigers and other jungle game. Suddenly, the routine of camp life is changed by the appearance of Major Breeze of the United States Army Intelligence Service on a secret mission to obtain the cooperation of Jungle Jim in behalf of the government. Jim and Lil had previously agreed there would be no more adventures, but there was something about this assignment that seemed so exciting that Jim was just about to accept when Lil interrupted and insisted he delay his decision. Her manner, more than her sudden remark, caught the attention of them all, and after a moment's pause, Jim spoke.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. But just... Oh, let's talk about something else. It's nothing.
Oh, I don't understand. If you mean you don't want me to...
No. Please, Jim.
I know I said that last venture of ours ended it, but... Well, I...
Please, Jim, I'm not holding it to that. I just... Can't we talk about something else?
Perhaps Miss DeVril is worried.
Oh, no, Major. You don't know Lil if you say that.
Well... What do you think of the tiger we bagged, Major Breeze?
Why,
now, wait a minute, Lil. Wait a minute. You don't go changing the subject like that. If you're against this proposal, say so.
Kolo!
What? Hey, what's the idea? Where did he go? Hey, what is this, a trick or something?
Well, I confess, Mr. Bradley, your companions have me buffaloed.
What's the idea, Lil? Why did Kolo dash out of here a second ago?
Hey, just as if he were after someone.
Why did he? What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? We'll soon find out, then. Kolo!
Oh, well, it looks like a practical joke on someone, or am I being initiated?
I'm sorry, Major. I really am.
Right. What is it? What are you two doing? You say Kolo and he dashes
right... I don't know why.
Well, you succeeded in changing the subject.
Changing? Oh, yes. I'll say you did. Now, break down, Lil. If you don't let us in on your little game or whatever it is, we're going back to the original subject. And I'm going to give Major Breeze my answer here and now.
Won't you believe me, Jim? I spoke to Kolo, yes. But I had no idea that he'd dash out of here.
Yet you didn't seem surprised at his sudden exit.
It was all planned.
No, not in the slightest.
Well, where is he? Where did he go? Why did you speak to him?
You remember the time in Tibet when Kolo was almost hypnotized?
Yes, but that was...
He had the same look on his face, the same dull expression in his eyes.
Oh, but Lil, this is foolish. There's no one here but the Major, you and me.
And you're not thinking I could hypnotize...
Of course not. Kolo was staring at the wall of the tent. He seemed to be looking right through it. I spoke sharply to jolt him back.
We'd better find him.
I'll find him, and I'll be right back.
Tell me once more, this isn't just a trick, Lil, to keep me from accepting Major Breeze's offer.
This isn't a trick, Jim, for any reason. I imagine I know what your decision will be, and your decision is mine. But be a good fellow, and don't commit yourself until I get back.
I'll find Kolo.
He's all right. I'll be right back. And remember, no commitments until I return.
Okay, Lil. But this sounds a little like a dime novel.
Well, who cares? Those characters in fiction always have more fun anyway, don't they? Oh, forgive me, Major Breeze. We're neither crazy nor temperamental, and we're not playing games. I'll be back in a second, and when I come, Jim will give you his answer, and it will be right.
As Lil suspected, Kolo was waiting for her in Lil's tent. But his reasons for dashing out and the news he had were not at all expected, even by Lil.
Kolo thinks best to go quick.
But why? Where did you go? I thought it was all a trick between us.
Missy Lil asked Tuan Jim not decide. She have reasons. Kolo have reasons to leave quick.
I wonder if they were the same. Did you see anything through the walls of the tent?
Yes, Kolo see. Missy Lil see too.
Maybe it was nothing.
A shadow, huh?
A shadow? No, not what I saw. I saw something bright, flashing.
Kolo no see that. Kolo see shadow. Maybe pulse. Maybe someone stand still very long.
Oh, surely not, Kolo. Who would? It must have been a post. So that's why you dashed outside. Did you see anyone?
Kolo see no one. Only servant to Major Breeze.
You saw a shadow, but I saw something else.
Kolo think maybe someone be listening to hear Tuan Jim. Kolo think Missy Lil see too. And say sharp word. So Kolo go quick.
Look, Kolo, look.
Huh? What, Missy Lil?
See, watch over on that hill. The one you call Torch Hill. Yeah. A little bright flash every... There, look. It's... Look.
Kolo see.
That might be something bright hanging on a tree. Look. It's still doing it. Just like dots and dashes.
Maybe message come in.
Kolo, that's what I saw through the tent. I didn't know where it was or anything, but those flashes...
Kolo, go see what light is. Not find shadow, maybe not find light.
We want to get Jim over there.
Kolo, go tell Tuan Jim.
No. No, maybe it's nothing. Then he'd never forget. But maybe it's a heliograph.
Oh, Missy Lil mean the sun flashing in mirrors.
But who would be... He stopped again.
Kolo, go see.
All right. Don't go clear over to Torch Hill, and don't take any chances.
No.
But if you become convinced there's anything to it at all, you come back to Jim's tent and think of some excuse for us all to go over there. Any good excuse.
Yes.
I'll try to stall Jim till you get back. So hurry, and don't go too far.
Yes, Missy Lil. We go.
Shadows and signal lights. Maybe an old post casting its image against the tent. Maybe an old canteen hanging from a tree flashing its strange message with the sun's reflection. Kolo will soon know, and in the meantime, Lil returns to the tent of Jungle Jim, where he and Major Breeze are discussing the strange situation.
No, Major. That wouldn't be Lil to play a trick. There's something behind it.
Oh, but surely there was some understanding between them. She just uttered his name, and he dashed out of here like a wild animal was after him.
You brought up an odd thing there, Major. Both Lil and Kolo seem to be strangely sensitive to something. I've heard it called mental telepathy. I think she had something in mind when she called him. But, you know, I don't think it was premeditated.
But yet she insisted on hunting him up herself. She knew, or thought she knew, where he was.
Hello.
Oh, Lil. Well, come on in. Did you find him?
Of course. He's up in my tent waiting for me.
I thought you said...
Very funny. I was worried, and so was he, but over very different things.
What's the matter?
Nothing now. Forgive me for changing the subject. The question is, will you accept the Major's offer?
We haven't discussed it. But, Major, am I to assume from your proposal that this is to be a one-man job?
Well, the more persons involved, the more dangerous the whole undertaking will be.
But Lil and Kolo...
My dear young lady, I would urge you not to take part in this at all.
You mean from a standpoint of personal safety?
Entirely.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh, but you should be. This is more than a piece of exciting detective work. This is a matter of life and death. It involves millions of dollars. And, well, the future of the entire Paguan Island.
So much the better.
You can't frighten her, Major.
I'm not trying to. I wanted to know the serious side of this exploit. The United States government has held a protectorate over these rich islands for years. Now, having promised them their complete independence, we suddenly find that an American with a fabulous fortune is laying the groundwork for a revolution to take place immediately after their independence is granted, with the express purpose of setting himself up as the ruler.
Well?
Failure means his death.
That's his misfortune.
But it is also his justification for sparing no one and nothing that may try to prevent his success.
I guess we understand each other.
I thought you wanted to quit this adventure business, Lil.
Yes, Jim. I'll quit it with you.
Ah. I take it Jim's decision is yours.
That's right.
I knew you felt that way, Lil. Even when you stopped me when I started to decide before. But I'll tell you, Major, I've been thinking things over. From an excitement standpoint, I like it. From a commercial standpoint, it should be profitable. But Lil and I have played this game long enough. I think maybe I've changed my mind. I think my answer, Major, is... Kolo! Kolo!
What's the matter?
Kolo, you've been running.
Kolo, see many panther tracks.
Panthers?
Over by Torch Hill.
Oh, but there'll be panthers here next week or next year.
Tuan Jim be ready to hunt panther. Kolo have all natives get ready for big beat.
Did you ever hunt a panther, Major?
No, I never did.
Over by Torch Hill?
All natives ready for big beat except Major Breeze's servant. He say no like.
Oh, he doesn't like to do anything but lie around and sleep.
He's smart fellow. He sleeps both eyes open.
Well, Jim, do you want to try a panther? Tracks over by Torch Hill.
I'll make a bargain with you, Major. Let's go get the cat. We'll let it decide the big venture. If we locate and shoot the panther without any trouble, we'll call it a good omen. If not, we'll call it a bad omen.
Oh, but isn't that leaving a lot to chance?
Maybe. But we have to leave a lot to chance in our business, Major. We'll go to the Paguan Islands with you after we nab the cat.
You're on. But we'd better get that panther.
And so the deal was made, and the panther hunt was launched. Lil hurried to her tent to get ready for the plunge into the jungle. But she stopped Kolo to ask him the question that was uppermost in her mind.
Kolo, what did you find?
Kolo, not sure. Go only part of way, as you tell me. But see ahead on Torch Hill someone moving.
Maybe.
See bright flash not hang on tree. Man climb down from tree and take flash down too.
Heliograph. But who could they be signaling to and why?
Kolo, hurry back and think of excuse. Get Tuan Jim, go over. Maybe he find out what.
The panther tracks, you made those up?
No. Kolo see tracks too.
Oh, lucky for you.
Maybe good omen, like Tuan Jim say.
Maybe. But if that is a heliograph, that's going to be a lot more important to us than the panther.
Kolo think shadow on tent important too.
Oh, Kolo, that was just the shadow of a tree.
Tree don't crawl away on hands and knees.
A panther hunt to determine the important decision of a new adventure in the Paguan Island. And maybe it will really have a more direct bearing than anyone dreams. Could it be a heliograph on Torch Hill communicating with someone in the camp? Has Kolo really seen someone eavesdropping on the conversations between Jungle Jim and Major Breeze? These are a few of the exciting things to be told in the next chapter in the adventures of Jungle Jim. We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
Thundering out of the west today to the rhythmic beat of horse hooves, pierced by the cry of, "Hi-ho, Silver!" rides one of the most colorful adventurers of all time. Yes, it's the Lone Ranger, fresh from his record-breaking triumph of screen and radio. The Lone Ranger rides again, this time across the comic page of your favorite Hearst newspaper. King Features are proud to announce the arrival of the Lone Ranger to join the big parade of your favorite adventure and comic characters enjoyed each day by millions of readers of the Hearst newspapers. Look for the new daily adventure comic strip, The Lone Ranger, in your Hearst newspaper.
Follow your comic favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenyammer Kids, The Little King, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many other of your favorite comic characters are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And look for the Lone Ranger daily in your favorite Hearst daily paper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.